Previously on a very special episode of Time Spent Poorly.
And back in 2001, those girls could not find clothes. And if they did, they got called Muffin Top.
Did Goodwill not exist?
It wasn't cool to shop at Goodwill into the 2000s.
Okay.
It's actually very nice for kids now, because now it's cool to go thrifting. I remember the first girl I dated who liked going thrifting, she was like, yeah, let's go to Goodwill. I want to find some clothes. And I was like, I am not doing that.
I don't want hepatitis.
I grew up poor, so going there was not a fucking fun time for me. I'm like, hey, we should go to the food bank, too, while we're at it.
Hey, they have the best cheese.
Yeah. Let's go to CAP and see if they'll help me pay my electricity bill. Like, fucking, that doesn't sound fun.
That's a good first date.
I just, the 2000s was the ugliest time for clothes. Girls would wear jeans that were too long, and then they were flip-flops, and the jeans would go like underneath the heel of their foot, and the bottom of their feet would just be soaked or awful from the weather.
I don't even know what young people are wearing today.
Well, I do. I'm telling you.
I know.
I see young people literally every day.
I bought one pair of like Nike like pants years ago. I still have them. They work great, but man, that's the one time I bought them, because it's like, fuck, they're expensive. Yeah. I got them from an outlet store.
Did you feel more feminine when you bought them?
No, they're not.
Did they hug your balls nice and tight?
Did they keep you?
They're warm? Not tight pants, man. They're like.
Did you talk?
Are they the swishy pants? Swishy.
No, they're nice. They got a soft feel to them.
I wear tights underneath my. They're like gym pants, my gym shorts. Basically. My favorite thing is when I meet people, like women who are like toxic masculinity, and I'm like, ugh, shut the fuck up. But then I have conversations like this where it's like a couple of Marys in their 40s who are like, did it make you feel feminine? And I'm like, you know what? Maybe toxic masculinity is a thing. Maybe they're right.
I put a tampon in it. Maybe they're right.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. It's cool. It's like hanging out with my dad. Except for I'm glad he's dead.
I always wondered how my last show was gonna go.
Fucking good riddance. Fuck off.
See you, buddy.
I'm fucking kidding.
Peace out, all.
God.
Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program. That was a really long intro of something we already did. Thanks for dragging
it. We did that. We did that already.
Painful memories, Lord.
Did we do that?
For fuck's sake. I should just stop shouting because I'm redlining.
Here you are.
Tonight, Derek is back.
Woo.
Derek is back.
He got his paper done in time.
I'm back.
Fences mended. He's back.
Because we need some female perspective. It's just been too toxically masculine on this show.
I'm sure it has.
With our awesome host, Eduardo, and a guest every week now, Huds.
It seems like it.
Last show, loved. Show before, loved.
I loved the show before the last
show. The last show was really good, too.
It was.
Last show I definitely needed. It was a good show. It was gave me some lols.
The true lols.
Not
quite Raffles, though.
You know, it gave me some smiles. Show before, though, seriously, you guys crushed it. It was seriously so good. Last show was good, too, but I liked the show before.
It was pretty standard.
Well, we tend toward apocalyptic scenarios, though. The last two have been really, like, they've just drifted down into Fallout territory.
Every time it's just
territory.
The three of us, you guys, you really start lamenting dying.
Being
we
alive.
We pray for it every night before bed. This is like the fourth time I've said it on the show.
Please
every
die.
Night before I go to bed.
Let
pandemic,
me die.
Meteorite. Just bring it on, God. Let
Give
us
me that
end
sweet
it.
Solar
end it
all.
And I'm totally accepting that I will be one of the people that dies in the apocalypse.
Fair enough.
Because I'm not 99 or the 1%er.
I've always just said that if it was going to be a meteor, I just want a good seat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, it's going to be like a Terminator 2 situation where my face gets melted off. But at least if I watch the meteor penetrate, I'm like, oh, dude! You know, face melted off.
There's a chance if the super volcano goes off that we'll all end up in space if we're sitting right here. Like,
wouldn't that be something?
I'm fine with
it. Could you imagine if it hit that hard? Like,
bye. As long as I could just watch some stuff before I die, I'm like, what the fuck? No!
At least dead. Hollywood movie style effects. Landslide, the Rocky Mountains falling on us. A hot spray of lava.
I love it. Okay.
Bring
this
it.
Is fun. No, I welcome it.
Meanwhile,
wait, what?
John Cusack's rushing some female heroine to safety.
Do you guys remember in that movie when...
that was the end of his career.
Yeah.
2012, that
was? That?
Yeah. That was the end of it?
Well, I would been say in, like, so. 15 it's pretty movies.
Close. I mean, it was a nice little cherry, but...
But he had Hot Tub Time Machine.
No, he put the cherry on top. It okay. happened early.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that? My favorite part of that movie, favorite part of 2012, is when they gave no storyline for us to hate the stepdad at all. Like, not even a little bit. And then that dude fucking dies.
But you just hate him because he is a stepdad. Everybody.
But that's
stepdad.
It, though. That's it, though.
You're not
and then,
real.
Oh, and then yeah, at some point in the movie, I guess they wanted the audience to be like, yay, I guess he's back with Amanda Peet again. Mm.
I forgot that that's who that...
Amanda Peet is so hot.
Wow,
she is hot, but...
Whole Nine Yards opens up the window and she's got her titties hanging out.
You know what, though, Rick? Like, I want you to go back and watch the Whole Nine Yards. Look at Amanda Peet, okay? Obviously. Yeah. Good stuff. Go watch her in 2012. Same person. Hasn't aged a day.
Really?
She looks so good. Look her up now. She looks awesome.
Fucking immortals.
Does she really?
Yeah, she looks awesome.
Isn't she in that show with Hank Azaria? Or was in that show with Hank Azaria?
Oh, I don't know that. She looks fantastic, though. Has not aged a day.
She show her tits?
Not in 2012.
Okay. Well, yeah, nobody shows her tits in 2012.
That would have made that movie okay.
I think Cusack does. Didn't he have a shirtless scene?
No.
God, she's gorgeous.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah, she does.
She's in one of my favorite movies, Saving Silverman.
Boy, those caterpillars. She's married to the fucking guy that wrote Game of Thrones?
No.
Yeah, Benhoff or whatever.
Beinhoff.
Oh, Benhoff. You know, I've been watching that is, she is so unattractive. Amanda Peet, get the fuck off my screen.
You've been tainted by season 8 dong.
Watching Entourage, some of the shit they throw out is so cool. They're talking about getting a real Hollywood writer to write something for Johnny Drama. And he's like, I've got David Benioff and stuff. It's like way before Game of Thrones.
That's hilarious.
It's really hilarious because he's mentioned on...
She's 47?
Yeah.
Fuck, she looks fantastic.
He's only 49. Like
a fucking toilet brush. Fuck that guy.
Or David Friedman.
Oh, he co-wrote X-Men Origins Wolverine. This makes so much sense now.
He wrote Troy? How did I not know
that? He's just fucking terrible.
He co-wrote X-Men Origins Wolverine, you guys. We should have never thought that.
His only contribution was Deadpool.
25th Hour, writer.
That's a good show.
Troy, writer.
Oh, yeah, 25th Hour was good. He's like a part-time writer. He only assisted in... spell checking or something.
Gemini Man. Oh, no.
Man, I'm nervous about that movie. Well, I'm not nervous. I just don't really give a shit.
No.
I would be willing to bet the money in my wallet that Gemini Man is not a good film.
What are you doing? Whoa. It's Always Sunny?
He wrote Flowers for Charlie. That was a good episode.
And he was a bored lifeguard.
That's why they did cameos in
that's right.
Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Because
Mac took an arrow through the head.
And he was almost unrecognizable, but you could recognize him if you were watching for him.
Well, when they did a whole thing with the...
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have noticed.
I didn't know they did that.
Mac was a pirate. He was one of the...
Ironborn.
Ironborn.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ironborn.
I didn't know.
Was that the most recent season?
Yeah.
No.
Season before.
I think it was 7.
Yeah, I
think it was late season 7.
Yeah. Oh, I learned something new every day.
Did he eat
it was season 8 because Theon was retaking his sister.
Yeah, he was saving Yara.
Well, he already took her once before.
Yeah.
He tried
when he diddled her on a horse.
He was such a dirty...
That's a gross episode.
Yeah. But Theon's a gross guy.
There's so many gross episodes.
What a great actor, though. He should have totally got an award for that.
Yeah, look at Mac, dude.
That's awesome. I love this.
Yeah.
He's just the guard standing there, and then boom, he eats an arrow and he's done.
That's awesome.
Fat Mac.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, flowers for Charlie
is
great.
Is he the only one in it that makes an appearance, or do they all?
Of the crew, I think he's the only one. Oh, or yeah. The gang, sorry.
You know, there's a person that gets mail on my route. His name is Dennis D. Reynolds. And it's not Dennis D. period. It's Dennis D-E-E Reynolds.
That's awesome.
So it's not really. It's somebody's just.
I think it's fucking fake.
Aren't there several?
There are lots
floating
of fake
around
names. Really? I don't know how. I guess you can get mail delivered there. You can't sign up for credit if you don't have a social security number and shit. True. Like that. But really,
You could get junk mail. My kid gets mail already.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't have a...
You need to open a credit card in your kid's name. Like a license. He's got a social security number. Right. Run that motherfucker up and put him in the hole when he's right out the house.
Yeah.
You're dragging us down, son. You gotta go. You're dragging us down. Your credit is horrible.
This is what you get to repay me now. So.
Wait, what happened?
Oh. You bought Papa some jet skis.
Everything that you wanted, I just put it on your credit card. That's what you grew up having, everything you wanted.
I love that. I love
and
that.
And now you have $100,000 plus interest.
Crippling motherfucking
you
debt.
Didn't even know to go to school.
Good credit. Good credit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would have been.
It was good. It was. I mean, it started out that way.
It started out pretty good. I didn't make the payments, though. It's about a $580.
Yeah. I'll give you 5 cents a dog turd to pick him up. Keep that yard clean.
I love it.
The title of this episode,
I'll make your minimum
children
payment.
With credit cards.
Man, parenting made easy, you know? Take out credit cards in their name.
Speaking of 5 cents, I made that mistake once with dandelion heads.
Oops.
Well, because
yeah,
they bunch up. You look in the yard, you give it that cursory overview in the yard, and it doesn't look like that much. But then head by head, there's like
what'd
multiple
you end up
paying, heads. Like 40? It ended up being like $37.
Jeez.
At a nickel a head. I took it
and
down
to
a penny next time.
Nate, he probably went in the neighbor's yard too.
Well, no. I mean,
that he's not been that smart. Driven.
You no. Restricted his area
to our yards. It didn't do any good. We still have dandelions.
Your yards
shit blows in on the wheat.
I know. Well, and the people in this area
front and back.
On its own, without birds or animals, dandelions just.
Do you
come
not have any hair on your asshole? I've got yard front and back.
The people in this area
I don't
give a shit about their yards.
I have an apartment with a yard that I share. Sadly.
Yeah.
I know where you live.
I know.
You need to buy that house by me.
Is it still for sale?
I think so.
Wait,
yeah.
This thing on the right hand side, a girl frozen for 500 years has left what now? Can you scroll down? That? This is fucking
has
wild.
Has left.
If I left her inheritance.
Archaeologist shocked by how she looked.
Oh, well.
I've seen that picture.
Archaeologists aren't
that's clickbait.
Good.
That is clickbait.
Anything on the right-hand side with pictures is clickbait.
Jockstrap King Tri-Blend Tea, a must.
That looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Well, it's for Gardner Minshew.
That guy, can you imagine going into the NFL and being such a superstar?
Dude, he is laying so much pipe right now.
I believe it.
He has
with
to be.
The mustache.
And the soul patch, apparently.
He was a WSU quarterback.
What's the guy's name?
His name's Gardner Minshew.
And he's playing for the Jaguars now.
Did he
playing
make that
for the Jags.
Up?
No, it's his real name.
I'm sorry.
And
Gardner
Minshew. He was pretty good.
M-I-N.
At Wazoo.
Yeah, he was a pretty good quarterback at WSU. And now he plays for the Jags. And he had two really, really good games with the Jags.
And did the starting quarterback get injured, and that's how he got in so fast?
Yeah, so Nick Foles is hurt.
Yeah.
And Gardner Minshew's starting.
Next Nick Foles.
Yeah.
That's a nice mustache.
He looks good.
Great
no,
fucking
yeah.
mustache.
So here's the funny part. The guy who plays for Jacksonville, he's a Jag. They had a bunch of stories about him when he lived in Pullman, and he is completely, he's water trash. Which is perfect if you live in Jacksonville, Florida. They love it. They love the stories.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's streaked. He, like, drank a like two-fifths of Jack and did a bunch of shit and like did all this stuff at, like, because he parties like he's from the Northwest.
Right.
But then he went to Jacksonville, and then all these stories came up about him in college, and they fucking love him because it's Jacksonville. Because
it's goddamn
and they're
Florida.
Water trash. And they love him, and that's hilarious to me.
Water trash.
Well, yeah, we're tree trash.
Oh, is that how that works?
They're water trash.
And what is the Northeast? Mosquito Northeast, trash?
They're just trash.
They're just trash.
They have they're the original. They're the baseline.
Oh, okay.
They're pilgrim trash.
They're the original.
And the Californicators, what are they?
They're the OT.
Sloughed off in...
I hope... I don't know. I don't know what California is, but we just want them to drift off into the ocean.
Oh, my God. Come on, San Andreas Fault. Do it. Do it. I dare you.
All I know is the San Andreas Fault is not doing its job.
No. Fuck no, it's not.
I've never rooted against a population of people so hard, except for the Californians.
But I generally root against people.
All populations.
What am I rooting against? I root against all populations as well, but also before I died, I watched that state like slough off into the ocean, I'd be like, well
they'd have to have
I'm
that
glad I lived up here.
Yeah. I'm like, well, Jesus said it was coming. That's what I would say, even though I don't believe it.
Thank
it
you,
came
Jesus.
All over your face. Sorry.
California's fine. I don't care. All people are garbage.
Fact.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I am totally racist against Florida. The human race.
Florida's water trash. We're, I guess, a mountain trash, maybe. Forest
Hilly
trash.
Confluence trash.
We are kind of river trash down here.
River trash. Yeah.
But we don't even compare it to like real river trash. I'm talking
or like those
India,
people in
Asia,
fucking Kentucky.
No. Yeah.
But anyway, they love him in Jacksonville, and it's a fun story.
That's good.
It's fun that I watched the show The Good Place. And one of the characters in that show is absolutely in love with the Jags. And he always yells, Bortles! Bortles! But now they don't have Bortles. And the show is going to be ending this season. But now they actually got basically that character to be the quarterback for that team. And now that show's ending. I was like, man, they could have had so much fodder for the show.
Oh, yeah.
That dude's hilarious.
I know,
dude.
He's a great character,
he's
right?
So stupid.
Don't you think that could have been cool, though, for one more season to have this character be, like, trash for the team. Like, he gets to see himself basically be the quarterback for the team. Could have been one more season of, like, Jaguar jokes. Would have been so cool.
We should write him and tell him you've got to
send
do
it
one,
in. Do one more season.
Do
you
a
need to do this.
Season.
And I hear Ted Danson's like on Tom Hanks' level as far as being like one of those celebrities that's not a dirtbag.
Yeah, I hear he's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, Ted Danson loves the stuff he's done. And so does Tom Hanks. They have that in common. They love the stuff they've done. So when fans come out and they go like, hey, Ted Danson, fucking cheers or whatever.
Like, he's just, goddamn, he just, right?
He's not like a dick
just,
about it.
Yeah, he just goes, yeah, fucking, I'm, you know.
Sam Malone.
Guy that was
I'm
on
Sam,
Frasier a
I'm
couple
Sam
times.
Malone. Like, he just plays it off. Like, if you see Tom Hanks and you're like, fucking Bachelor Party. He's like, yep, I was in that film.
The Burbs, it's Joe vs. Volcano.
Right,
fucking Dragnet.
But it's people who are like, it's people who hate what they've done, though. Those people are the pricks.
Did you see, I saw this the other day, Tom Hanks and the Fonz hate each other? Because,
do they?
Yeah, Henry Winkler.
We talked about last week.
That was last week. Turner I knew Hooch. I heard about it somewhere.
Henry Winkler was the director.
On this show!
On this very show.
Henry Winkler was the director, and Tom Hanks just didn't like what was going on, so they shit-canned Henry Winkler like that.
What did he direct?
Turner and Hooch.
Really?
Yeah.
For like, God, nine,
seems
for
so
like 9 days.
That seems so weird because I've also heard that Henry Winkler is like one of the most lovable people in Hollywood. People love him.
Yeah.
And when
he's fantastic
fans see him,
likable guys
when
might not
people
mesh.
See when people see Henry Winkler, people go like, hey!
Jump the shark!
And he's like, yep, I was the fucking Fonz. Like, he just accepts it, you know?
Yeah. Well,
again,
watched,
he likes his role.
Have you watched that show with he and...
Barry?
That Better Late Than Never with William Shatner.
No.
And Terry Bradshaw. Amazing. It's a reality TV show. But they basically go and they
The Shack?
George Foreman's in it.
Really?
Terry Bradshaw. It's NBC and a comedian. And then although like these four old guys and like a comedian go to like China the first season. The second season they were a few different places. But it was it's funny because it's watching these old guys like
experience something.
And also they're pretty set in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
So
do they get along or is it like Real Housewives?
They get along because it's a TV show and it's constructed in that way. But it's Goldblum. Fun to watch.
People like Goldblum too. Apparently he's really nice.
Yeah, Goldblum. Old Jeff.
Yeah, people like
The Fly.
Mm-hmm. I like it when you hear about a celebrity that people like though. That's nice.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of celebrities that people hate.
Like Amanda Peet, because she's married to David Benioff.
Do you,
did you see that Jeremy Renner was going to kill himself and his wife?
What?
Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah, what? There was some news article about that. Let me see if I can find it.
Renner tried to kill himself and his wife?
No, had talked about it.
Oh. Do you...
In public?
Yeah.
Why?
Or it's like in a court report or something.
Just too fucking famous.
Recently?
Like Mission Impossible and the Marvel franchise aren't enough?
I know.
He's the next Sammy J.
He's also in that one Bourne movie that wasn't good.
I didn't see that one.
Oh,
the
Legacy?
That was
no one saw it.
Okay, so I don't need to.
That was a good movie. The Bourne Legacy?
No.
Oh, I liked it.
Is it a bad movie?
Actually used drugs.
You like bad movies? Killer.
Oh, that's, dude, this is...
Okay, so this is some ex-wife lying about shit. I think that's what it is.
Most likely.
I have no patience for that. Zero. Fucking no, thank you.
Just look at this website. It's barely put together.
You see him
in interviews.
It's
called Your Tango for one
cool.
thing.
Yeah, this is fucking bullshit. If isn't on a reputable site, that shit.
I heard the next Doctor Strange. I heard the next Doctor Strange is going to be a horror movie, a full-on
the
horror
multiverse
movie.
Of madness.
Wouldn't it be fantastic?
I hope it
Marvel
is.
Marvel really needs...
It's on Uproxx.
Man, that'd be cool, though, wouldn't it be? Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be cool if the next Doctor Strange was a horror movie?
I'd love it. Branching out, because Captain America Winter Soldier was totally a spy thriller.
Yeah, it was. That's a good movie.
And it was incredibly good.
They are... Man,
they did a horror,
wedged
real
in the
horror
middle
movie.
Of a bitter custody battle. It said on Uproxx.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say they're both saying shit about
each
other, and they have a megaphone that none of the rest of us can even touch, even with social media. Fuck them.
It's white trash shit unfolding on Hollywood scale.
Oh, yeah.
She was obsessed with his sex life and sharing nude photos of him with their lawyers and custody evaluators for no other purpose than to cause me extreme embarrassment. Yeah, that's a bunch of shit. We need to just close this and move on to the next thing.
Zoe Kravitz gets her claws in the new Catwoman.
Paul Dano's
don't care.
Be the Riddler.
Is that who it's going to be?
They just said today.
Didn't they also cast
Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill. They were looking for Jonah Hill, but he didn't sign up.
So they did not end up getting Jonah Hill?
No. And they were looking for Seth Rogen for something too.
I'm okay with that. I don't really like him.
Yeah, but Jonah Hill, I thought when they talked about getting Jonah Hill, I thought instantly... Well, the Penguin.
Well, they wanted Seth Rogen as a Penguin. And Jonah Hill as the Riddler. I know, that's why I was like, you're just bringing in too much.
I feel like Jonah Hill as the Penguin would work because he's done...
I believe it.
Jonah Hill has actually acted.
Yeah.
Right. He was in Moneyball. He was in Wolf on Wall Street. Like, well, I know Jonah Hill can act.
He's like nothing
because
compared
to Seth Rogen's chops.
Paul Dano.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like if they got Paul Dano as Riddler and like Jonah Hill as the Penguin, I'd be like, well, too many villains. First
I think
off.
They were looking. Oh, yeah. No, because it's gonna be a detective like noir kind of thing.
Oh, that's
so,
how it should
so,
be.
Long Halloween is the story.
Oh,
they're kind of going
that's
off.
Awesome.
So Batman's
Christina Hendricks is fucking single.
Ultra detective, and he's just going to be conversing with these villains.
Fuck, man,
opposed to. Foiling their exploits is like, oh, no, I didn't do whatever you say I did.
Man.
I'm really looking forward to it, except for Robert Pattinson, but
yeah,
I will reserve judgment.
Yeah, wait for it, because Affleck was good.
But motherfucking Paul Dano has the
I know, I love it.
That guy guy's gonna.
Except for the only thing I don't love about Paul Dano as a Riddler is that he's the Riddler, and the Riddler is a garbage villain.
No, he's not.
But
Riddler's amazing.
Absolutely a garbage villain. We'll override that. Garbage villain. Dano deserves better than the Riddler.
I think he'll make the Riddler good.
He'll make the Riddler watchable.
Are you thinking Jim Carrey?
I'm thinking all. I've read the comment. What's he good in?
He's awesome. When he went good and he was like a better detective than Batman, that was awesome. Awesome.
That's neat. He has way better villains than the Riddler.
He needs... Well...
Now, I think Riddler's top tier as far as Batman villain go.
No, God, no. I go, obviously, Joker.
Well, yeah, gotta go Joker's down. Up there.
I go Penguin 2.
Have you seen the new one? Have you guys seen the new one yet? I haven't.
New one what?
The new
Joker? No, not yet.
Not yet. I'm going this weekend, I think. So I go Joker, then maybe Penguin. See, I've always been a Freeze guy.
Mm.
Not Arnold, obviously. Although I do love that movie because I love Arnold in it. But that's not a good portrayal.
So crazy bad, it's good.
But Freeze is a great villain, though. I mean, like Emma, like the whole storyline with
motivation.
I mean, the 90s cartoon did such a good job with Freeze. Where he's actually cold. Man, I love the way he delivers lines. It's so good. So I'd say Joker, Freeze, Penguin.
Not the Mad Hatter?
Nah, I'm not a Hatter guy.
Jarvis not a Hatter. Tesh.
He's got a great name.
Well, okay, so my four will be the hot take.
Oh.
I like Clayface.
Who doesn't?
Clayface is so good.
When he says hot take, he
passed that to me. I like Clayface. I'm not a big Riddler guy.
Yeah. Some people aren't.
You know, I think Jim might have ruined it for me, though.
Probably.
I think he might have. I like the guy that hurt it so badly.
I like the guy that did him in Gotham.
Gotham is good.
Was good. But Jim Carrey's was bad enough that,
he was really
that Tommy Lee Jones was rude to him like the whole time.
God,
he still talks about it.
And his Two-Face is bad.
Terrible. That movie was just not good.
They were just sucked. Let's get all the faces we possibly can. Let's throw so much money at this movie that it can't help but suck.
It's interesting because Batman Forever is just bad, bad. Batman and Robin is bad. But it's to the point of being good again because it's so bad. Like, Arnie as Freeze is so funny. Chill. Do all of the fucking the puns. Chill. Tonight, hell, Freeze is over. Fucking what a garbage movie. So bad. Mm. Bane is so bad.
Yeah. Just terrible.
God, that movie sucked.
I didn't even realize Bane was in that one.
Oh, he is.
Just awful.
Wasn't he one of...
Garbage.
What is he, a henchman for...
He's a henchman for Ivy.
Ivy, yeah, okay.
All he says is one word.
Yeah.
She puts a bomb up. He's like, bomb! Fucking garbage. Dumb movie.
And that dude died like 2 weeks later. Like, they just wrapped filming and he had a blood clot from steroids.
Good for him.
Roided.
Yeah. Jeep Swenson was his name.
We got some real facts on that.
Yeah.
You went down a rabbit hole somewhere.
Batman Forever is so bad, though. It's not even good. It's not even so bad that it's good. In fact, I actually watched Batman Forever about a year ago.
Why would you
I don't know how that even that. Followed the two Tim Burton ones.
I don't either.
Because Batman and Returns were both phenomenal.
But I feel like Batman and Robin, they knew it was going to be bad. The Clooney one. Like, they knew, like... Hey, Batman Forever was terrible. Let's just do whatever the fuck we want at this point.
Bat nipples.
And Batman Forever was not supposed to be terrible.
No, like, Batman Forever was supposed to be a follow-up. It was supposed to be a good movie.
You could tell it was intentionally what it was.
Yeah.
I used to see you. Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
God damn it, the movie. Tonight, hell, Freeze, you're not going to put me in the cooler. God damn it, that movie sucks.
But you think how good Nicholson's Joker was?
Yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman fucking knocked it out of the park. And Danny DeVito is the penguin. Yeah. There is no one else
did
who could
Burton do both show? Of those? Did Burton do one and two?
Yeah. Yeah, Batman
they should bring
Returns.
Him back to do Penguin again. He's still alive and he's fucking even better now than he was then.
Fuck yeah.
Did you imagine
DeVito?
Yeah. Oh, he'd be great.
And if they did it with like the Arkham Asylum version where he's got like a broken bottle instead of a monocle or for a monocle.
I need a glass of cold ice water.
God, that fucking movie's so good.
And Christopher Walken playing just a businessman who was against Bruce Wayne, not Batman. That was great.
And throws Michelle Pfeiffer off.
He does. I love when he sees her come back. He's like, hey, you're back.
Yeah.
Movie sucks. I love it. I love it.
It's good.
It's like, hey, you're back. I threw you from window.
You
should have been dead.
From
a window. He gets the whisper. I threw you from a window. You should have been dead. Are you whispering? Yes. Okay. Well, man, that movie's weird.
Yeah, and that was like peak good Christopher Walken.
No,
though.
It's a good weird. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't too far after his appearance in James Bond, where he was just fucking off.
Well, so I guess my whole point was I feel like not Rogan. I feel like Jonah Hill would have been a good Penguin because we've seen him in serious roles like Wolf on Wall Street, Moneyball. Like, I know he can do serious stuff. I feel like he would have been a great Penguin.
For sure. But that wasn't what they were recruiting him for.
I didn't know that, and that sucks. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Man, that's too bad.
I don't think they should load him down with villains, though.
No. Just one. Do one. We've already seen what happens.
They're not exactly villains. They're just characters.
Right.
It isn't the same. They're not in an antagonistic situation. And that's how I'm reading it.
And I've said for years, actually, like when I had the comic book store, I've wanted to see a Batman movie since I was born. I've wanted to see a Batman movie that has Bruce Wayne, Batman, narrating. Do you remember the movie Sin City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where they're narrating the whole thing.
I watched it the other night.
Man, I would love to see a Batman movie where it's like Detective Comics, where he's narrating the stuff that he does. Man, that'd be fucking cool.
Because you don't need him to talk. He just shows
Miller
the fuck
up. Yep. Batman, or The Dark Knight Returns.
Man, that'd be so cool.
That whole thing, he was like, he put the suit back on and he's like, there's 5 different things I could do here. 3 of them will kill the guy, and 2 of them will
leave him in the
hospital forever. And he's like, I decided to take the one that leaves him in the hospital forever. And he like kicks through the dude's spine.
Even think about bad movies like The Punisher with Tom Jane in it.
It's not that bad.
And the parts that work for it, though, are the parts where he's narrating, where he's going to talk about what he's going to go do. Those are the parts for me where I'm like, this is like a comic book.
Yeah. The problem with that, though, was it was at the tail end of 90s action.
Sure.
At early 2000s. I mean, it was before they went like, okay, we're going to send these guys to go train with people who actually do this shit so that they can at least look okay. So it's not like, oh, soldiers are leaving
you,
the theater
Kristen
and being
Ritter
like, this is
Jessica
bullshit.
Jones.
Oh, gosh.
I have watched a terrible show, and I don't want you guys to judge me for it, but I want to use it as an example of what they could do for Batman, so bear with me here. There is a TV show out there. It's on USA Network, which I already know is not a good network.
Burn Notice.
There are some good shows on USA, though.
Burn Notice. That's actually literally where I was going with that.
The way he narrates everything?
The way he narrates all the stuff he's doing in the show. Can you imagine if Batman was made in that way, where he actually tells us what he's going to do, because he's supposed to be the world's greatest detective. Could you imagine a movie that did Burn Notice, and he explained to us what he was doing?
And why he was doing it?
Man, that would be rad, like, would it not?
Most people just got to watch
Batman be Batman, and he never had to talk to anybody, but he was talking to us, the audience, about what he's doing, why he's doing it, and he's just the Dark Knight sweeping in, cleaning house.
Call it like the Batman journals or something.
Speaking of Burn Notice, that Donovan guy's a good
actor.
He is. He'd be a good bat villain. He could play.
Would be, yeah.
He could play. He'd be a good Hush.
So now that you've he would. So now that you've watched Burn Notice, then now picture that. Do you think that would be a good Batman movie? Like, where we get to see Batman actually telling us what he's doing? Like when you read a Batman comic book. That's what you read. You read him talking about what he's going to go do.
Jeffrey Donovan.
As a detective. Man.
Look at him.
Also, he's
a good-looking guy.
He'd be a great Hush.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about
he
that.
He's 51 years old. He especially would have been a great Hush had they kept Ben Affleck for Batman.
Yeah. My only problem with Robert Pattinson is his age. Like, he's just, yeah. like, he's, what, 3-4 years younger than me?
Right. Which, because I feel like him, like, he's done, obviously, he did Twilight, which is, like, the damning thing. But for me, like, I feel like his acting chops, he'd probably be fine. My problem is that we just got to see Old Man Batman, and now I'm attached to it.
Yeah.
I mean, they just cast it. I don't watch the Arrow shows at all, but I know they're doing the multiverse right now in the Arrowverse.
Yeah, I've been seeing
on Infinite Earths.
I've been right. seeing
and
all
they
the
have, and they
all
just
the
cast
people that played everything. Don't they even have Dean Cain?
Yeah. Well, he was in Supergirl anyway. He was her adopted dad. He was playing a different character.
But they cast Brandon Routh though.
Yeah,
as Old
Kingdom
Man
Come
Superman.
Superman. And
yeah.
Kingdom Come is amazing.
But here's the thing, though. Superman Returns is not my least favorite Superman movie. That's actually a good movie.
I turned it on the other night. I fell
asleep
to it.
It's a great movie.
I mean, he does the best Christopher Reeve impression.
I love that he's going to play Old Man Superman. But now that I've seen Old Man Batman, like, that's what I loved about Affleck.
Yeah.
I love that he was Old Man Batman. I was really actually genuinely looking forward to those Batman movies he was going to do. Because he was going to do three
Affleck
movies.
Affleck is a pussy bitch.
Rosenbaum turned that down.
What's that?
He turned down reprising Lex Luthor for that.
That's okay. Is Gene Hackman coming back?
Not Hackman. I think
the last time you saw Gene Hackman.
I think he retired.
I don't know. He did a series of things that weren't very good and then decided that he was done.
I'll tell you who's not coming back for sure.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Man, but he was a great Lex Luthor, though.
He's been great in a lot of things. I won't argue with any of his catalog. Like,
no.
He's just,
Kevin Spacey's just a good actor.
He is.
It's too bad.
He's a shitty human being.
His portrayal in Glengarry Glen Ross was amazing. Yeah. And
that's a good movie.
It is. It's one of my favorites because it's rare that you see something so perfectly adapted from the stage to the screen, because a lot of plays just don't work. Like, I don't think I've seen a good Hamlet movie.
I'll give the new Batman a shot. I have a feeling that they'll screw it up because DC can't do movies anymore.
No, they can't.
No, they'll screw it up. I don't think they can get lucky every once in a while.
I hear Joker is amazing.
Well, but I mean, this Joker's, they're not doing anything else with it. They're not going to work it into Batman at all. In fact, I've heard from friends they should not have called it a Joker at all because it's in Gotham and that's it.
Yeah.
And they don't do any Easter eggs for Batman. They don't do anything for that.
It's a Joaquin Phoenix movie, though, and he doesn't do things like
that. I feel like it'll be a good movie, still.
Oh, totally.
I'm just saying, if the people who are going into it thinking, like, man, I'm watching a Joker movie, maybe this will be an origin, a little tiny bit for Batman, I've heard no.
No, he's done after this.
Yeah, that's not, it.
He's doing it. It's a one and done.
Which is too bad.
But has he ever done a sequel?
Signs 2. No.
Yeah.
Has he done this? No.
God, I remember the first time I watched Signs, I was all by myself in the living room in what's now Rick's house, and it was dark.
Has he?
And it was awesome.
I don't think so.
Like, the first time I watched Signs, it was really good.
I still like that movie.
It's only good for one watch.
His movies are usually just one.
It's always...
It is a good movie, but the twist, totally gives... I mean, it's not a two-watch movie.
Yeah.
It's like Avatar. It's a one-watch movie.
Bree wanted us to watch something, right?
Let's totally do that real quick.
Well, you guys were... This actually fits in well, because you guys were talking about how the last couple of episodes you guys went into apocalypse theme stuff. Bree really wants to watch the new American Horror Story, Apocalypse. That was the last one. We haven't watched it.
I made it an episode and a half.
But this is from AHS Cult. She says not to fill you guys in at all. I have no idea what
Kai's
I could even...
Cheeto's face.
She wants us to watch this with no context whatsoever.
The first 45 seconds.
Only the first 45 seconds, though. She said we can watch more, but it's really the first 45 seconds all we have to watch.
Am I going to throw up in my mouth a little?
No.
Is that a blender?
Yep. I remember seeing this in the episode and just being like, why did I never think of this? I've done this with peanuts before and made peanut butter. I could make Cheeto butter. Princess Leia's daughter plays his sister in this this season.
This is the Peterson kid. Peter's kid.
Yeah. Quicksilver?
Evan Peters.
I think this is his last season. I can't remember if he's in Apocalypse or not.
It's really good you didn't come, actually. Everyone's losing their shit. It's like we went to a wedding and it turned into a funeral.
Billy, you're in our lives to this.
Is that
I dropped out of Vassar.
Yeah, that's...
We're 49.
That's
nice. Keep going. I don't know why she said 45.
Maybe it was keep where going. He said it's going to be huge.
Okay, well, we've only got a minute left. Let's watch it and see like Cheeto Phase.
Where will I get an abortion?
I know. Everyone's upset.
God. What is wrong with CNN for not giving us a trigger warning before they announce the results?
A trigger warning?
Yeah.
I don't know what's real anymore.
They make fun of both sides of the...
Wow.
The Clinton...
She was supposed to win.
Trump. I actually enjoyed this really season.
Is it good?
Yeah, they call back to some Manson
right
stuff
now.
And
you cannot self harm.
A couple other things.
Don't go back down that road.
You cannot self harm.
Ah, Jesus. You're such an asshole. Did you come in here to rub it in?
The Cheetos in my
get
face?
Out.
Yeah, he's being Donald Trump.
Get out!
I'm gonna. Oh!
He's eating his zits.
That's what I was going to say is, dude, Acme City.
He's rubbing it in because his sister really wanted Clinton to win.
Can you kill her now?
No, she lost the bet.
Oh, what does she have to do?
Blow him. I mean, she watched those Pornhub videos.
I'm just so scared now.
Maybe if she wasn't so emo. I'm not into emo chicks.
Everyone is.
All right.
I mean, that's fun. That's fun that they did some political stuff. Here's the thing about American Horror Story. I fucking hate every season of that show. And I hate it so much.
Murder House was great.
You better not harm yourself. Don't do any more self-harm. That show is so on the nose.
This one's got the lesbian cup. I mean, this one goes all
in. So the whole show is so on the nose,
though. So this is, I think, what she's getting at.
It's huge. What does he say?
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
That's
why.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, and then we stop at 41 seconds. Way to go, Bree.
I like Evan Peters a lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because
great.
Of Quicksilver. Man, those scenes are the only scenes that work.
Yeah. I think he nails all of these. I mean, the stuff I didn't like, I didn't really dig Freak Show. And Michael Chiklis is in it, and I love Michael Chiklis. But I don't know. Like,
I like
Freak
Michael Chiklis like I like my scrotum.
No, wait.
Bald?
Joaquin Phoenix, born Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Phoenix Bottom.
Well, you know, they were in a cult.
Yeah.
Him and his brother.
Damn.
River?
Yeah, they were in a cult growing up. Do you guys know that?
River, Rain, Liberty.
River Jude Bottom.
Knee Bottom.
That's like...
They were in a cult.
If my name was Bottom, I would change it.
Probably not.
I would be the first.
Oh, you would rise from the ashes and be a phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would change my name because you can do that.
Didn't he like OD outside a club or something?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly.
Children of God.
Controversial Christian.
New
religious movement.
Children of God. Yeah. Look up
Caracas, Venezuela. They always go.
Cleveland, Children of God.
South America.
That's a,
The Family International is a cult, which was founded in Huntington Beach in 1968.
Originally in Teens for Christ. Later, notoriously, the Children of God.
COG.
The Family. No, go down.
They can't even keep a name.
This is a renowned, there's a huge story that happened with this.
Did they become Scientology?
It was like a commune, though. The Family, hold on.
Yeah, trying to remember.
This is like the cult that
this
basically
was one of the child
kids got diddled.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was fucked up. Yeah,
that's still.
I used to listen to a podcast called Cults that was on the Parcast network, and it seemed like 95% of cults were about some dude trying to get laid.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look at the Mormon religion. One guy trying to bone
Amanda,
a lot.
Amanda or Allison Mack joined.
Yep. Oh, speaking of that there, Rick.
Oh, the trafficking.
The Mormon religion.
Yeah.
I recently listened to Last Podcast on the Left talk about Mormonism for 5 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, their content was good. That religion sucks.
They've really tried to whitewash their past, but like when they were driven west for a reason. They were insular. They murdered a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you came near their trading posts and you didn't know the secret handshake, you were just dead. It was and they would scalp people and blame it on Indians, like all of that shit.
Well, they also all wanted to fuck 12-year-olds.
Right.
Multiple, that was the biggest part of it. They really wanted to fuck 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
They wanted and Brigham to lay Young claim to all of the young girls.
Oh yeah.
See, what I wonder is if it's all still that way, but they've got, because their communities are so insular even now. And
well, through revelation, no, it's not that way. They have a revelation every few years where they say, oh, God wants us to not fuck 12-year-olds anymore. And then they change everything
and
based
not,
on
that. Not ingest caffeine unless it's through Coca-Cola, which we own.
Or they go, we're not supposed to be racist anymore. That, I mean, they do that through revelation.
Oh, okay.
the whole religion's based on racism, though.
The thing, and then say 5 Keurigs.
5 Keurigs. but the whole religion was based on racism. The whole religion originally was based on racism. Moroni, the angel, told Joseph Smith that Native Americans could be turned white once they
accepted Jesus.
Once they got back into the religion.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Good religion, man. Joseph Smith was a stand-up guy.
I don't know that there are any good ones.
Well,
Muhammad was a stand-up guy.
Muhammad.
Muhammad also wanted to fuck underage girls, but they were 9. Yes. So after 2,000 years, or not even 2,000 years, we made some progress, like 3 years.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That sort of talk will get you on the bomb list. I think.
I know. Like,
we'll just deliver a package to that man. He said something bad about us fucking little boys.
He doesn't even have to deliver it, though. Sad.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like I can't think of a religion that hasn't just fucked people over.
Well, I mean that's what it is. I mean it's the, they all have some form of manifest destiny, which is all completely based in fucking somebody over.
But religion was a really great thing when we were so
tribal.
Tribal, and people were different, and you're trying to unite certain groups of people to take over other people and convert other people. It really worked well in the information age.
Sure.
Religion is outmoded and it just needs to go.
Well, and a lot of it, well, like don't eat pork. That was because they didn't know how to properly cook it to not get that bacteria that fucked you up. So they're just like, you know what? We're just
don't eat it.
These fucking hoopleheads. We're going to tell them
that
God said no. Just to help them out. And that's cool. Like, maybe we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for religion. But, like, we know how to cook pork now.
You're right.
God's like,
so evolved.
You can have bacon.
165 degrees.
I can eat bacon. It's all good.
We know how to cook it.
Yeah.
Fantastically.
I know how to kill the brain parasite. Now I don't want to die while shitting myself and being paralyzed.
Man, that is a fate worse than death. I wouldn't even.
Well, I mean, that's what cholera is. A cholera is you shitting yourself to death.
Yeah.
But you're not fucking paralyzed first.
Right. Did some guy in Spokane got that shit for the first time in America in a long time.
Got cholera?
No. The pig parasite. I can't remember what it's called.
He didn't cook his chops long enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably what it amounted to. I mean, it's just like getting salmonella or E. coli. And it, yeah, Trichinella.
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 Trichinosis.
Yeah. It kills...
the roundworm that fucks you in the butt.
Yeah.
No, really. You just...
Nausea, heartburn, diarrhea, swelling around the eyes, abdominal cramps.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Drink some get this man some Pepto-Bismol.
It's a viviparous sperm parasite.
It's a nematode.
Occurring in rodents, pigs, bears, hyenas, and humans, and is responsible for the disease trichinosis. It's sometimes referred to as the pork worm due to being typically encountered in undercooked pork products.
That's where you cook it till it's dry.
And that's why when you cook bear, you have to char it.
You know, that's why when I make bacon, I make it extra crispy. Not because of the how delicious it is that way, but because of the little worms in it.
Not
also,
me, I like
also it's chewy. Delicious that way.
I like mine a little bit chewy.
Huh? Yeah.
You like a little chewy?
There's a mid-range where you can hit, and it's just...
Perfect. Well, no, I go in between. Chewy and crispy.
Pig is so close to human... You wouldn't even know. You know, in the military, when they're...
I'm not eating dinner at your house. Stuff,
economy bacon at Winco is just people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Soylent Green is people.
Soylent Green.
No, like when they're training people in the military, they give them pigs, and then they mutilate the pigs, like throw a grenade at them and stuff, and then it's...
You have to keep the pig alive
for 4 hours.
You have to keep the pig
alive. Your goal is to keep the pig alive. The pig's going to die because it has mortal wounds.
No, but, I wasn't a medic. And I wasn't in special forces either.
Because pigs are the most like people.
Keep the pig
They're
alive.
Real fucking close. And pigs are really smart.
Yeah.
You know, they think pigs are all dirty and stuff. No, pigs.
Yeah, I've heard
in a
that
pen,
before.
They shit in a corner. They don't shit everywhere. Right. They roll around in the mud because they're gonna get sunburned and they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a wild one of the out there theories is that the reason that they told us not to eat pigs is because pigs are half human, half dog. You never
That's
heard that one?
Wild.
No.
You've never heard that one? Oh, no, those are the hardcore UFO people. They're like, oh, yeah, they spliced our genes together with them, and that's how those came. And, like, we're just pigs and monkeys.
Pigs are really cute.
Pigs and monkeys. Like, no.
Well, like the little pot-belly pigs? Oh, man, I'd love to have a pet pot-belly pig.
I've heard
you could eat
him. I've heard that...
if I didn't like
it. I've heard that pigs are great pets in general.
Look, it's a pig.
I've heard that even domestic, like, pigs that you eat are great pets.
Oh, yeah, but they're just way too big.
Right. And they're ornery.
Yeah, they can be really mean.
Look at those eyelashes. Those are, like, human eyes right there.
No, they're cute kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll eat all three.
They're tasty, though.
They are super
orcs so tasty.
If you can move a little closer to human, they're orcs.
Yeah,
that's true. I have heard though, like genuinely,
that one will eat a hobbit.
I'll eat that pig any day.
That one will eat five hobbits before dinner.
I have heard those pigs. Those are the ones that chase after Willow. Those are the ones that chase after Willow.
That looks like that rat from Princess Bride.
You ever look up a javelina?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
You ever look up a javelina?
Yeah.
Rats
J-A-V-I-L. I don't know. It starts with a J. But
isn't it adorable? And those are really human-like guys.
Oh, yeah.
We were doing We were doing some training in Arizona, and there's javelina down there. And they're just...
Oh, man, that's nuts.
Terrifying.
Nice. Those are skinny. They need more meat on their bones so that I can eat it.
They always look like they're smiling. So happy.
That one looked like my daughter.
Wow.
The one feeding the other ones?
No. Before
that.
If you... Rick,
that one looks like a Trixie
pig. You have a decent backyard. If you could have a pet pig, would you have it? Would you have a pet pig?
Yeah, but I can't in town.
No.
Because it's livestock and you can't have livestock.
Join 4-H. Would you have a real kid and then get him into 4-H, then you can have a pig.
I don't want a real kid, and I don't want to be involved in 4-H.
And 4-H is a lot of work.
If you could, though, would you have a real pig, though? Would you?
No, not a real one. Because I'd have to eat it at some point, I'd befriend it like that one. And then it'd just be
like, hey, homie, gonna take your head off and eat you today?
You can't give him a name.
Well, I gotta work my way up. You gotta start with, like, rabbits or chickens. Because rabbits are really tasty, and rabbit meat is really good because there's not very much fat.
Right.
But you still have to kill and skin and butcher the rabbit. And I haven't got to that point yet.
No,
maybe someday. When I have my compound, I'll get there.
Nope.
With a J. Go to the top.
With a J.
That's not javelina, that's javelina.
Yeah, like jalapeno. Look at the teeth on that.
Vicious looking.
Yeah.
Look at the teeth on that motherfucker.
Those are the wild pigs that you can hunt from helicopters.
We were in...
That would be
how do you
show.
Kill innocent women and children? Easy, you don't lead them as much.
Look at the teeth on those.
Yeah, you knew where I was going with that.
We were.
They tear up the ground. They kill all the animals nearby. They are devastating to the ecosystem. And really,
that's why they're okay in the desert.
That is why AR-15s are illegal, is to hunt the itty little itty bitty one. Yeah, that's a soft target.
So we're walking through, doing this
put on a stick, roasting
tracking
fire.
Training, and we hear something off in the
slow
bushes.
Roast it.
We're down in Arizona.
The meat will fall.
My brother-in-law was down there for some of his training because he was talking about the javelinas down there.
Yeah, and three of those little babies come out, two probably a year old, and then you hear this fucking
the
sound,
mama,
and you're like, oh no, and it was the mother, and we've all got like dummy M16s because we were just. They're not going to give you live ones to wander around out in the desert.
Because you might run into pigs.
Javelina.
And the other thing was the illegals. You'd come across their little camps and shit. You'd find one eaten up by a javelina. Terrifying. We didn't find any of those.
Scary.
Yeah.
We'll go back one on this one.
The Romney one?
No.
Come on, that'd be like eating Woo's pigs.
Romney raises troubling theory about Trump and Turkey. What Trump is doing is making sure that we can continue
this
endless fucking
war. This is just about Thanksgiving and whether he's going to pardon the turkey or not.
Oh, how about, did anybody see the cover of the most recent issue of Time?
Everybody said.
No.
No.
They had pictures of 17-year-old kids in boot camp right now. These kids are being trained to go fight in a war that started before they were born.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was some really
fucked up
with your head shit.
I'm going to... encourage both my kids to avoid the fuck out of the military.
I wish we would just pull our troops out of everywhere. Except Germany.
Why not Germany?
Cool. Yeah, because Germany's
fine. No, because it's cool. Not because it has
to
do with anything.
Europe is still all right, and we might make progress in Europe, but the Middle East, it's a fucking... Oh, this term's like 20 years old. It's a quagmire. It is a fucking quagmire.
I say stay in Germany just because it's fucking cool and they'll get some culture.
Well, and we got to defend against the Ruskies and stuff like that, but let Russia have Syria. Who gives a fuck? You guys just laugh.
Probably the Kurds.
Fucking well, Ruskies.
The Kurds were born in the wrong place at the wrong time. Come on!
I like it. It's fun.
We're just making more fucking terrorists.
I love that.
Yeah.
The other night, I did not watch it, but I saw that there was still 15 people in the debate. Holy shit!
For the Dems?
It was 15? Yeah. I thought it was 12.
Oh, is it 12? Okay. I was on my TV.
Either way.
Still
that's
just
a lot.
Shy of the teens.
Okay, but here's the thing.
There are still definite front runners.
Here's the thing. I was like, dudes, it's a year away. You should be narrowed down to 3 right now. You need to give the number one a whole year.
I don't think they're going to beat
him. To build momentum. No! Because you know why they're not going to beat him right now,
we
though?
We won't know who number one is.
Because there's 12!
June or July.
Yeah.
They and won't they, know they, until they June or July. That
and
was,
they'll piss off the people. Like, see, the people
they need
that
a front
like
runner.
Kelsey Gabbard. They'll cut her out because she's not viable. She's not extreme enough.
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard.
No, exactly. Who? Yeah.
Which one's that?
Is
she one of the 12?
Worth a fuck?
Is she one of the 12?
She's not the like the gemstone lady or whatever that, or the,
no, she's not totally
like the voodoo witch lady.
No, she's more like a Kennedy.
They got a fucking freak show. I love it. None of those people are gonna win. Come on.
It's like
and
Vermin
what are
Supreme.
We left with? Fucking
they're just
Trump
ruined.
Again.
They should have gotten The Rock, you guys.
Everyone.
I've been saying it.
Everyone should have gotten The Rock.
The Rock and Tom Hanks.
They should have gotten The Rock, and they should have gotten him a year ago. Just give him money to run. He'll win. He's The Rock.
He would lose money by being president for 4 years.
I don't even care.
He makes so much money
he would
to be
care,
in
though.
Shitty movies.
He could still be in the movies.
He could get it and step down.
You can still
he can still be in the movies. It.
Go ahead.
Dude, the fuck, Trump still fucking plays golf every day. Why can't The Rock be in movies?
Why can't The Rock
show
movies?
Up to a shoot? Yeah.
Why can't The Rock
could you
go?
Imagine, could you imagine how locked down that set would have to be?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what they'd have to do, though? They'd have to do two jets because The Rock and then his fucking weight room.
His gym.
His weight room.
Air Force Deuce.
Air Force Deuce. He'd call it that, too, and he'd put it on his Instagram.
Yeah. And he'd probably
love
pay
it.
For it.
Man, I love it. I want him to run so bad. I'd love it. Look, man, all these
guys
candidates.
Like that don't run.
No,
they just lift weights.
He'll run when he's old.
He
wants to run, I think, one day.
I'm still holding that hope.
Oh,
that
no,
I'm a Republican
run.
Will run against Trump.
He
just
lifts.
To fuck things.
That would be fun.
I really believe that. I don't know.
Krasisnich, that guy? Was he Dennis Krasisnich?
Krasinich.
Is he a Republican?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
You know, like we said last week, focus on local stuff. Where you can change.
Oh, I don't vote.
Get out there. Get
you
out there
vote.
Locally.
Nah.
At least to a state level. Oh,
I vote local.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say, Rick. I don't vote presidential.
God, that guy looks like he fucks
well,
children.
Well, I was right. Seriously, since Bush and Obama, I have voted. I wrote in people
yeah.
for president.
But I vote local.
Was
stuff.
It me?
Oh, yeah.
Did you write in me? Oh, so I only got one vote.
I voted. I vote in local stuff. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is I don't vote. I don't vote.
Yeah,
I just don't vote them.
Even
the
in local
Democratic.
Stuff, if somebody's running unopposed, I write myself
too.
In. I got like 18 votes last time. We had a big ticket.
However, when the Rock does eventually run, I might be a very old man when it happens. I don't care. He'll be older. I'll still vote for The Rock.
Could That's you imagine cool. him as a crazy old man like Ross Perot? Or
man, that'd be
fucking,
cool.
What's that other guy? Ron Paul? RP.
Yeah.
I was a Ron Paul guy.
I was too.
I was always a Ron Paul guy.
I was a Ron Paul guy in 08. I was a delegate. I was a delegate for Ron Paul.
Nice. I don't know.
That's
where
I got disenfranchised in the elections.
I don't think anybody...
He just talked too much sense.
Yeah, it made too much sense. But even, you remember, it's interesting because back in those times... That you used to be able to take your candidate and go, oh, I agree with this and this and this. And there's like three things where you're like, oh, definitely not that, though. But that's okay. He'll be president. He doesn't get rule over the world. Like, that's where checks and balances come in, is I don't agree with these three things. So that's not going to be my thing.
Yeah.
So like with Ron Paul, one of his things was like going back to the gold standard. Well, I don't have any gold, so I'm not going to go back to the gold standard.
And
but
it
that
just
but,
doesn't make any sense now.
No.
No, and it means too late for
but
that.
For me, during when he was running, I was like, well, he wants to go back to the gold standard, but that's not my thing. But that's okay. He's just president, not the fucking rule of the world.
Yeah.
That's where checks and balances come in, because there'd be a lot of people in the Senate and the House that'd be like, hey, Ron, that's a dumb thing.
Yeah, we're going to vote that down.
But now... People don't do the whole thing where they go like, well, I agree with this and this and this and this, but not this and this and this. The people who are for Trump now, or the people who are for Obama, or the people who are for Hillary, were like, I agree with 100%
they're right or die.
Everything my candidate is running for.
That's called polarization.
That sucks. I hate that.
Yeah.
So if you're
it's
not
the
with
worst
me,
thing
you're
about
against
politics right
me.
Now.
Yeah, that's
if you're
too
not,
bad.
If you're not totally on board with the trans agenda and pedophiles being added to the alphabet soup and fucking every other goddamn thing, then you're totally just, you're a transphobe. Like, no, I'm not.
Right.
I don't care if somebody wants to chop their dick off. I just don't want to mess with that person. Like,
right.
That's commitment that I don't understand. Like,
just,
I can't go that far.
Just because I tolerate it doesn't mean I have to accept it.
Yeah, tolerance and acceptance are two totally fucking different things. And the best way to get along in the world is just tolerate shit. You don't have to accept anything.
Right.
But to tolerate it, right. That's fine. And that's all you can ask from anybody, is to tolerate your bullshit. Because I have mountains of bullshit.
Sure.
I am a bullshit-laden human being.
You know what, Chris, though? I tolerate your...
Thank you.
Your mountain.
That's all I ask.
Mountains.
But
plural.
You know what? I think every one of us...
Sure.
Has mountains of
oh,
bullshit that
yeah.
other people
garbage.
Will never understand. And
you shouldn't have to accept
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just have to step back and be like, you know, you do you. It's your journey. Enjoy it.
Okay, so no. who's the front runners for the
I
Democrats? I'm
right
curious.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's Warren.
Elizabeth Warren?
But
Is Biden still running?
I'm surprised they're running a woman again.
But Biden really is their best candidate because he's the closest to center out of all the crazy.
Well, he is, though. He actually is the closest to center. But he's the most just moderate,
more of
though.
The same.
Tulsi Gabbard is.
Always more
What's
of
that?
The same.
Tulsi Gabbard is.
Who's Tulsi Gabbard?
She's on the left there, I think. Isn't that
no?
Her?
That's Kamala Harris.
That's is Kamala
it?
Harris.
Yeah. Isn't Kamala whatever. Harris? Doesn't she have shit? Doesn't she have a garbage record as
yeah,
a judge?
Yeah,
she
though? Is garbage.
I don't know. Every woman looks the same to me.
they did a funny
that
thing.
Women on that one's Native. Different because she's got a red jacket on.
No, she's different because she's got Native American heritage.
Oh, shut
your fucking
up.
Eyes, dude.
They did a funny thing on SNL the other night about Kamala Harris because she's always doing the whole like "I was that little girl" bullshit.
No,
where.
You weren't. No, you weren't. You
dude, were once girl. Upon a time, was there was the a little girl, and then she'd go, I was that girl.
I don't know anything about Bernie Sanders, and I don't care, but all I know is I hate his supporters.
Do you feel the burn?
I hate his supporters Elizabeth
every
Florence.
Time I pee.
Bernie, bro. I fucking hate his supporters so much, which is funny, because I feel like...
I don't like him because he's a fucking hypocrite.
Sure.
Like...
Here's
He's
I hate
been involved in politics since the fucking 60s.
I hate his supporters, but I feel like
this guy is too young.
You think a guy with
his name is
Buttigieg? Buttigieg?
Oh no,
I have
too young and too queer.
I have one thing. So one thing with Sanders, I feel for his supporters because I do feel like a lot of his supporters were probably at one point Ron Paul people. What was that? Go back up.
Pete
plateaued.
Buttigieg. He has plateaued.
They've got a weird way of saying it. They should
plain spoken and steeped in the values of the Christian left. How can
there
you be left
is
and
no
Christian?
Christian left?
You can't.
Because murdering babies is very unchristian.
You cannot be a Christian and be for abortion. Like you can't call yourself that. It's just hypocritical.
Well, you can be a
But abortion should not be a political issue.
It should
be. Because it is a medical procedure that if you don't offer it to people, they're going to find somewhere else and they're going to end up fucking
themselves
up. They're
going to back Elliot.
I feel like a lot of people who go to my church are probably still on the left, though.
Yeah.
You must go to a weird church. Do they roll around on the ground?
No, I go to a Catholic church.
Oh, there aren't too many left Catholic people.
Not a lot, but there's some.
It is very few.
Huh?
You go?
I can go sometimes.
Sometimes holidays?
I go to funerals, I think. I think that's the only time I go to church.
I funerals now.
You do.
I went to some.
Go to church. I don't want to
I generally don't go to funerals.
I don't like Beto O'Rourke. I don't like Cory Booker.
Oh, Beto wants my guns, and you can't have my guns.
Amy Klobuchar.
I don't like her name.
Julian and Castro. Nobody knows who
Tulsi's not.
Is.
Tulsi's 12.
Yeah, she's not gonna do it. But she's only 38, and Buttigieg is.
Marianne Williamson.
She's a Hindu. She has more gods on her side than any four of us.
And then start counting arms.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Steve Bollock. That wouldn't go.
It doesn't matter. You guys know what they did, right?
They shot themselves in the foot and they let Trump win.
Let me help. Let me help out. I'll help everybody out. Everybody
is this
listens.
Your hot take?
No, this is not a hot take. This is just the way it happens.
Political hot take.
Halfway through somebody's term, because a term is actually eight years. It's not four, because that's bullshit. It's 8 years. Halfway through
Richard
somebody's...
Jimmy Carter.
Or George Bush the first.
So that's two in while we've been alive. So halfway
we were
through...
We weren't alive for Carter.
Yeah, we were.
I was not alive for Carter.
No. Reagan
didn't start till 81.
Reagan started from 81.
You were.
I had a 21 days
I was
or so with Carter.
So halfway through somebody's 8-year term, they throw a bunch of fucking garbage out there. They do that actually every time. Because generally whoever is in there, if you go by history, generally whoever is in there will get their second term.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, yes. The only reason why Bush Sr. didn't is because of Ross Perot. Or else
no,
he would have gotten it.
Bush Sr. didn't because he didn't kowtow to Dick Cheney and all those people, and they let him lose, and then they brought his son in who would do what they said.
That's true, but also Ross Perot took a ton of that vote.
And he should never have been president.
Senior?
I think if you've run the CIA, if you've run the CIA, you should not be able to be president.
Sure.
There's too many skeletons.
So, but the thing is that
but skeletons nobody knows about.
But typically they'll throw a bunch of things. They'll just throw whatever they can at the net because they don't care. But what they do is they'll throw 15 people or 12 people at the net. Whatever one seems to stick.
Whichever one shit hangs on the wall. Whichever the longest.
They'll take that one and they'll go, oh, this is the one. So you watch this election. It won't be the main person that ends up running. It'll be somebody during the election who made a big impact. Then they'll take that one person and like they'll go. And they'll take the one person and they'll go, that's the person we run the next time. So for instance, Obama.
This is no way. There is no way they run politics like that because they're running Bernie Sanders, who's like 81 years old and he just had a heart attack.
Like four stents?
Fuck!
He's still going.
Bernie's actually a political machine sent back from the future to save humanity.
Where's this going against what I'm saying, though?
It's bullshit.
There is no way they're not trying to win.
I feel the burn now.
They're not going to try to win.
He's a fucking Terminator.
He's not going to get the... Well, for one thing, Bernie's not going to get the nod. You know that, right?
No, but there's no reason to throw him at it either.
They're not throwing him.
Could you imagine if they ran Clinton again?
The Democrats don't want him, though.
They all want the spotlight.
But the Democrats...
You've got these young guys like that fucking Booker guy.
Hillary couldn't take losing.
But the Democrats haven't thrown money at any of those people yet.
It'd be magical.
The Democrats won't throw money at it until they select their one.
Bud Dwyer.
That's the one who they'll go for. They're not throwing money at Bernie yet. That's why he won't get it. You know who it's going to be? It's going to be Elizabeth Warren.
Probably.
It's going to be Warren or Biden. Fucking vanilla who cannot win.
Biden touches children.
But watch the election, though.
Why are we not talking about that?
Watch the election, though. It'll be one of them It'll be somebody who speaks to the DNC who just fucking knocks it out of the park. There it is. It'll be that person who everybody goes, well, why isn't this fucking guy running for president?
That's an easy win, though.
But that's what they do. Every party does it.
I don't know why they put Trump up at all.
They only did because he won all that fucking primary shit, dude. Nobody wanted him.
I thought it was a joke.
Bernie won all kinds of primary shit, too, and they still pushed Clinton.
That was their mistake because
she's Bernie a fucking lizard enough, person. So.
Bernie might have beat Trump early in the last election, but they fucked him instead of going with what their base wanted.
Right.
And through Clinton. Well, no one's going to vote for Clinton because she's more crooked than any Republican.
Hillary could have won. She could have won and won.
She hadn't had a vagina.
No. Calm down, you fucking Mary.
That's what she says. That was her whole book.
No, that's not why. The reason why
she lost. I lost because I've got a vagina and people aren't ready for me.
The reason why she lost is she didn't choose Bernie as a running mate. Dude, politicians before, when they were losing, what they would do is they would go choose the next person in line.
I endorse that statement.
And they go, you're my running mate.
McCain was a mistake.
She said it was all sexist.
Dude, if McCain would have went with Romney, might have won.
Yeah. Kane is who I was saying.
But go back to if McCain would have chose Romney as a running mate.
Oh yeah,
he might have won.
Instead of choosing a female,
he went with Palin though.
Oh, what a bad idea! It's like I'm gonna play the V card.
But Reagan though. Reagan went with the guy that competed against him. He went with Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went with the guy that competed against him. And then they're like, we're united now. And everybody from the Republicans is like, well, it's my fucking
dude. The party's united. Let's do it.
But they don't do that anymore, which is weird. If Hillary would have, like, went with... She didn't go with him. That's the thing. No. She did not want Bernie.
Who was her running
mate?
Kane.
Okay, yeah.
She would have went with Bernie Sanders, though.
Bernie wouldn't have done it.
No, well...
She might have asked him, and he might have declined.
Yeah, Bernie would not have signed on to that corporate bullshit.
Yeah.
Bernie wouldn't have...
Yeah,
he wouldn't have been able to push his agenda. I think he's probably more...
She would have won
with him, though. He wouldn't have been able to survive... vice president.
Man, if she would have had all of his supporters, though, because they pissed those supporters off.
Oh, yeah.
If she would have had all of his supporters, though, going like, all right, well, at least my guy will be near it.
Yeah.
She would have won.
If she has enough vodka,
she lost by,
it'll be Bernie's time.
She lost by margins.
Yeah, it was very small.
If she would have had, if she would have had
Ross Perot margins.
And then we have that Cheeto face motherfucker.
If she would have had him, if she would have had Bernie Sanders in there, probably would have won.
I mean, I just don't like any of them.
Trump didn't even go with his co-runners. Who the fuck's his dude?
Because none of them's Mike Pence. Right. Pence.
But he was his pocket religious guy.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, but Pence none of the people that were with him in the primary had, I mean, they were attacking him.
Oh, so they hated
the things
him.
That
he
they
had,
were saying,
he was dragging
there was no
people
way
behind
he
him. Like, he had Chris Christie slobbing his knob and all sort. I mean, he had all sorts of people that
God,
were
Chris Christie.
But the
what
people running against him,
for that guy.
They were working on. They were working for Trump on
Jersey.
Like this vague promise that they might be the Veep.
Like anyone from New Jersey is ever going to get anywhere near the White House.
God, I hope not. I do feel like they're just going to throw whoever they can because they're not going to win. They know it. They can't win it.
It'd be interesting to see.
I'm super conservative, but I
they put
would
somebody
seriously,
else up on the Republican
if
side.
There was someone acceptable, I would vote socialist.
Where are they at?
I don't know.
Exactly. They're not going to give them to you because they're going to do it.
I voted libertarian last time because I couldn't vote for either of those two fucking abortions.
Same here. I did too. What they're going to do this time. What?
Huh? Trump and Clinton. I couldn't have voted for either one of them. They're both like human abortions.
Oh, I thought
terrible.
I'm terrible
fucking people.
I missed what you said. I was just like, what? What I thought you said was like, I voted for libertarian because I couldn't vote for anybody who said who was pro-abortion.
Oh,
I was like, that's like the libertarian, like that's like a full-on libertarian thing.
No,
like,
that's not even a political.
It should not be.
Talk about that. Yeah, that's not anything to do. It's.
But anyway,
your body, your choice. I'm sorry.
I do feel like
I
feel
won't
like
support
that
your choice, but you can have it.
I'm not for it, but you can have it. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. but I do feel like that DNC, they're gonna have somebody speak at that DNC. That's gonna be the person they're gonna run. They're gonna just save their money. Actually, this happened. This happened in a movie.
So is Michelle. Obama.
Do you think they could call her the first woman president?
Well, I read a headline a couple days ago that said if Michelle Obama jumped in the running right now, she would be number one.
I didn't.
All because she was married.
Notice.
To Obama.
Fun fact.
Notice
she
that
stands
I didn't
when
hesitate.
She takes a number one.
notice that I didn't go immediately against it though.
Yeah.
If she speaks at that DNC, does a good job. I really do think that whoever speaks to the DNC this year, they're
the next Obama.
They'll be the next person
the
they really run with.
There is hope and change.
And because
I can't wait for hope and change after Trump.
And because how history goes, though, that's the thing, is history tends to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. So whoever the next president is, it will be Trump. But after him, it will be a Democrat because it will just go the other way. It just tends to. People go 8 years and then they go, well, let's just fucking figure out who the next person is.
Let's go the other way because this isn't working.
It hasn't been like Republican then Republican for 16 years.
I'm only
happened.
Worried about who is president when they take my Netflix and my guns away.
Nobody looks in the mirror and says, this is my fault. This is the fault of the American voter. Because one, a good chunk of you fuckers don't even vote.
If it really is the American voter, it's all on machines now. I am a strong proponent of hand-counted ballots.
Well,
you don't push a button that, you voted for Trump and now you voted for Clinton.
Yeah, I mean, those machines are basically the same ones that use at casinos, right?
Yeah. And they're all rigged.
Let's gamble with the future of the country.
It's like bing, 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 three oranges. That's Trump. What the fuck?
I didn't vote for that.
Oh
no,
my god,
no,
I lost $40.
Thank you
three
for voting.
Green
Here's
leaves. I got Gary Johnson.
Here's your sticker.
That's too bad. Politics suck.
It does suck.
It's terrible. I don't even know how to fix it.
There is no fixing it.
We've gone so far into this two-party system. And the two parties are so minorly different.
We need a strong third party to mix things up.
I saw something somebody wrote today. It's it's a bunch of millionaires yelling about yelling at a bunch of other millionaires about it to see who hates millionaires the most. Like,
no, seriously, and that's the basically early Democratic debates, they were fighting with each other who could give away more of my money to people that didn't earn it.
Right.
Yeah, I was telling somebody I work with about, they're like, well, how'd you feel about the last election? And I'm like, man, conflicted, because I didn't want to vote for somebody who is a, you know, a racist, garbage, misogynist, online TV personality. Or I didn't want to vote for somebody who was going to, like, look in the camera after she got elected and then, like, unzip her face and be like,
lizard like, people.
This is who I've been the whole time.
All right.
And be like, you're a lizard person. I knew it.
It's the Lord, only way you could have suicided so
intro,
many people.
Or outro. That's it right there.
That was scary to me.
Yeah. She's a terrifying woman. She probably has teeth in her vagina.
Like the movie Teeth.
Vagina Dentata.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch that movie too? Then I take
we
it.
Watched no. that. That was a basement. We watched that.
No,
on Basement
I've been
Boys.
I've been making jokes about that since before. She
I
was
had a nightmare
anything
about that
but
before.
Bill
I'd
Clinton's
heard
wife.
Anything about it. In early high school, I had vagina teeth.
But on the real, though.
I didn't have sex till I was 21.
No, no. In fact, the first time I made that joke was when Clinton fucked Lewinsky.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
No wonder he was tagging interns. His wife has teeth in her vagina.
On the real, though, right? She is a lizard woman, though, right?
Absolutely.
For real.
Okay, good.
Or she's a crab person.
I just want to see that fucking that scene from like Men in Black where she comes out and it's like that cockroach thing. I'm just like, oh my god, I can't live with
a little blonde head on a stick.
How could I go for that? TSPN.fun, is that where they go?
Yeah.
And these guys all have Twitter. I don't have Twitter because I'm not a twat.
Twittering twats?
Yeah, I got it in.
That's what she said.
Read the Twitters.
Yeah. And somebody call in
read
sometime.
Them.
I really like how we adjusted the camera.
At TSPN
Derek.
Media. At Derek on TSPN. At Huds Madruger. That's fun.
Magruder.
www.tspn.fun. I like that Derek's in the scene because when Jeff was here, we only had half Jeff.
Oh. Yeah, we got the camera set up just right this time.
Yeah, things are fixed perfect. Now.
I'm back, baby. And Derek's
thank
back.
Fucking God.
Yeah, I'm
everything's
back.
Been smoothed over.
Well, thanks for having me 3 weeks in a row.
I'm all
yeah.
moved all
thanks
the way to the edge
3 weeks
now. That's where I'm at now.
I've always
well,
been
I,
on the
I,
outside.
Well, I can't stay
come
there because I already made that
okay.
placard. I can't. I'm not going to make another one.
You're going to have to fix
around.
It.
You're going
to
have to
fix
it because
it goes over there.
You're going to have to fix it.
I know. God damn it.
I'm on this side now.
And I got to get one for Chris.
Thanks, everybody.
It was a fantastic show.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch
have a good
you
night,
next time.
Everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.